Lamed Dalel on base the bottom of the Mishnah. Ain almana nifras minichsi yisayim. If a widow wants to collect her ksuva from the estate from the yisayim, ela b'shvua, she needs to swear. Nimnu malahashbir, they did not allow her to swear. Hiskid abgamlil hazokin, Gamlil hazokin made a special takana. We'll soon see the Gemara why they didn't allow her to swear. Shetein noy dedesli yisayim kom mashi yirtzim. She should say to the yisayim, whatever you want me to promise, I will promise if I took anything, if I got paid out to ksuviyet or not. She'll say that I'll swear that I'll take no more food from you if I took any part of the ksuva. And then we gave her ksuva, so then she can collect the ksuva. Next thing is, a neder, yeah. Her eidim chaysmin ala get. She's asking on herself, yeah. Eidim sign on a get with Netikin Olam. The only reason why Eidim sign on the get is because of Takana. We'll see later what the Takana is. The third thing is Hillel Hiskin, talking about Takanas, Hillel Hiskin Prusbul. Hillel instituted the concept of a Prusbul, come Shmita, all the loans become cancelled, but by making a Prusbul, you hand it over to the Bezin, it's no longer cancelled. Again, why Netikin Olam? The first thing, Morris, that's off the first part of the Mishnah. My Yamana, why only an Almana cannot collect from Yisayim, only she swears? And Bilong Mar Erchin, I feel Kuli Amanami, the Kaimulan, everyone also has to swear. We have a rule about the part of me, the second part of the Mishnah. Anybody wants to collect from Yisayim needs to swear. Almana Itzchalay, no, Almana is a Chiddush. Salkat Amin, I would have thought everybody else, if you want to collect from orphans, of course you have to swear. But I would have thought when it comes to Almana, Meshur Mechina, when it comes to Almana, because we're trying to make it pleasant for them, trying to make it easy for a woman to want to get married and not make her life difficult, and Kilir Abba Negabah make it easier, Kamash Malah, and she should also be able to get remarried again. Kamash Malah, no, we don't change the rules for her. Nimnu Malah Hashbiya, we did not allow her to swear. Why not? My time, but why not? Is it because of the reason of Kahana? The Amr of Kahana, said, but I'm the other say, Amr of Yunum Rav. My Sibadamachid was a story with a person, Bishnei Betzaydas in a hunger year, Shehivki dinners of Shehi once gave to store one gold coin, Eitzel Almana by a widow. They nichted Bekachel Kemach, she hid it in a jug full of flour, and then later on, they took the flour and made bread, she forgot that she had a dinner inside it. When the Sanasid Lanji gave it to Zdokah to a poor man, the Yamim, a while later, Baladina, the owner of that coin, came home and said to her, "Havi Lidina, you give it back my return to me, my dinner." I swear that one of my kids should die from poison. I lost it. If I had pleasure from your dinner, let one of my kids die. A short time went by. One of the children died. So it's even what? Look how severe you make a shvua is. And even though it's totally not a fault, she forgot. Yeah, they said, "Ma minish b'bem," as of a woman who swore truthfully. Look at the punishment. We discourage shvuas, and therefore we're going to say we stop Almana from making a shvua. My timer, e ancha. Why taka was she punished? The ishtarshel makom dinner. She saved a few cents because where the dinner took space, if it wouldn't have been for the dinner, she had to fill it with flour. So she saved a few cents. So when she swore truthfully, she didn't swear truthfully. It was a mistake. So Tais already asked, we learned the Gemara in the Dorim that if you make a nedar ba'oinus, you're potter, and we have all these Gemaras that if you didn't realize that you're potter. So Tais explains, when you take somebody as a pekadon, when you're mining something, you have to be more careful than with your own thing. So with your own thing, we'll treat it as an oinus, but when you have someone else's thing, she should have been more careful, not just put it away and forget where she put it. So therefore, she's slightly, to only slightly, as the Chavazir says. The first one have a hard time understanding. It's Zdokah. What benefit did she get? She would have had to give flour. We're talking about the mitzvah of Zdokah. So they try to say maybe it's a kind of a poor man that always ate in her house, so it's more than just Zdokah. It's more like her responsibility. No, she didn't. No. That's failure. She baked it for the poor man. Sounds like it. Yeah, but it sounds like she baked it for the poor man. Maybe you can answer what you're saying. Says the Gemara, if so, if that's the reason we want to discourage a vow, why only a widow, even a divorcee, also we shouldn't allow her to collect the money unless she swears. Why does he say, only a widow, but a grusha divorcee, she wants to collect the silver, she can. We let her swear that she never got paid the silver so she can collect. But we have a rule, we don't want people to swear. And the Gemara Almana shiny. Generally, people are scared to swear false, but a widow is different. You know why? because she, the widow, takes care of the children. So she might convince herself, if I just took a little, I only got a little paid out of the ksuva and I'm working so hard for the kids, I deserve it and I'm entitled to it and therefore I don't have to say anything. Because she works so hard to take care of the yisayimim, she can convince herself that there's nothing wrong with the fact I got a few dollars in my ksuva. I don't have to mention it because it's really a reimbursement for all the hard work I'm doing right now. So she convinces herself that she's allowed to steal a little bit, whatever it is, a lie a little bit, so therefore she might even swear false. An ordinary person will not swear false. Both Rav and Shmuel, the Amit Tavai, they both said, when do we say that we don't allow a shmur only in front of a bezin? But if it's outside of a bezin, we allow to swear. What's the difference in a bezin? That's what Rashi explains. In the bezin, they use a sefer Torah, they use all kinds of scary things, or like Tesha says, they used to blow out candles. But outside, they didn't really do that. Not the chilek is the raisa de rabbanon. In other words, even in front of a bezin, even a shvur de rabbanon, if it's in front of a bezin, they pull out the shafers and they open the sefer Torah. It's a scary, very daunting thing. So in front of a bezin, she'll be scared to swear false. In front of a bezin, the shvur is so severe, we don't want her to swear because of the ramifications. Outside of a bezin, it's not so bad, that's a big deal. So when ain't, it's not so bad.
She swore to the person, it wasn't bezin.
True.
There
wasn't a shvur, there was a curse. She swore that if I took whatever it is, I'm cursing. It was more than just a shvur. It's different. We're talking about the shvur itself can have ramifications. There, she cursed. If one of my kids should die if I took. We had Rabbi Tarfon, we'll have Rabbi Tarfon killed off all his kids because every time he got angry, he said, I swear in the name of one of my kids that this doesn't happen. And even though it didn't happen, he swore his kid died. He lost every one of his kids. But ain't it's not so. You're telling me that Rav and Shmuel both say that only inside the bezin we don't let her swear, but outside, but do let's swear. Rav himself, like Magbik Suvla Malti, never allowed an Amon to collect a Suvla. Kashya, tackle the problem. However, there's another version. Besuda Masna, Hachi, this is how they learned in Suda, in Rav Zishir, this is how they learned. That was both Rav and Shmuel who said that outside the bezin, he allowed a swear. But in a Doi, Shmuel city, Masna Hachi learned differently. Only Shmuel wanted to say Lishon Lebezin, Avachuz Lebezin, but you know, he said outside Bezin, he allowed to. And Rav disagrees. Rav Omer, Filuchuz Lezinami, but you know, he said, you never allow her to swear. Rav Tameh, Rav is consistent. Rav Lemagri, Suvul Amal, to Rav never allowed to swear, even for Amon. Says the Gemara, Vili Adre, Vili Gbe. Why don't we do the suggestion?
If you've got a mission that says that you don't have a shul,
Nimnu Malahashbi, it says.
Yeah, so you've got a neder.
Well, let's see, the Gemara asked a question. The Gemara asked the question. Well, the Adre Viligbe, why don't we do the suggestion of the Mishnah? Okay, the Mishnah said we don't swear, but let's do the other one. Let's say that if she should say that if I took any money of the ksuva before, then I will never eat food again or I'll never eat bread again, whatever it is. Make the same neder. Says the Gemara, Bishnei Darav Kili Nidre. People treat the daughter so like, but didn't trust her. So you know, it's so easy. People say, yeah, I promise I won't do this and this and this. And that doesn't mean anything. It's not reassuring. He said to her, she came to collect the ksuva to Rav Huna. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. Said, Ma avid loch. So Rav Huna said, what can I do? Rav, my teacher Rav, loy magbe ksuva la malta. He made a rule that today no almana can collect the ksuva because we don't trust you to, we don't allow you to make a shvua, nor are we going to allow you to make an edder. So you're stuck. You know ksuva. Amr Alei, she said, Midiyot Taima, the only reason is Ilma Nektina Miyadi, Miksuvasi, the only reason is because maybe I already took something from the Ksuva, Chai Hashem Shvach, because I swear in Hashem's name, Ima Nesik, if I ever took anything. Now she jumped ahead and made the Shvua. We're not going to ask her to make a Shvua, but she made the Shvua already. Once you made it, we have to trust it. So Amr Rav Huna, Moide Rabbe Kefetzer, Rav is Moide, if she jumped in ahead and made the Shvua, it's one thing. Ahid is a sad story, came out of us, the Kamer Rabba Rav Huna, somebody came over to Rav Huna's son, Rabba, the next generation, Amal, and asked for, you know, who collected ksuva. Amal, he said to her, my Ava, what should I do? Rav le magbi ksuva la malta. Rav, my father's teacher, said that no almana can collect the ksuva. Okay, so what do you want to do? And Abba Mori le magbi ksuva la malta. And my father followed in his Rebbe's footsteps. He did not allow an almana to collect the ksuva. Amal, they say, fine. Havli mazainet. Okay, I can't get my ksuva. Let me stay with my kids. And up to 25 years, she doesn't demand a ksuva. She's entitled to get provided for. To get food. You lose that as well. Why? Because Shmuel said, the moment a widow comes over and says, I want my ksuva, that means she's saying, I'm not interested anymore in taking care of the kids. I want to get married again. So she's no longer entitled to mezainis. So you lose out both ways. You want a ksuva, you can't collect. But the fact that you want a ksuva, you lose that mezainis as well. She said to him, you turn your chair around to me, two opposing opinions here, like Rav, every chumra possibility to make me my life tzaris, you follow Rav, Shmuel. So what he did was, he turned his physical chair around. You know, she cursed him. So then what he did was physically, he turned the chair around as if the curse that she said about turning the chair should be... In fact, he physically turned the chair around. I feel the ifrig mechul, she didn't help, he became very sick.
Because he cursed her.
Well, partially.
So why? I mean, you've got other things, like you've got an union of a kiyum ashtar.
No, we said an almona convinces herself. Only an almona, because she's made a heter.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. So why can't you set up some system that she...
What system?
Says, give it,
you know, what system?
Same, she get a receipt.
Hmm. Oh, what receipt? Maybe over the... They're married for 30 years. Over the years, I know the husband never gave her a birthday present. Hey, I'm giving you part of a part paid down of yuksu. How do we know? There's no system for it. We have a thing called chashin letzradi, or whatever. We don't know. Anyway, he was very machmed against this Nevechumen.
The curse works, huh?
Never, every person's curse, unfortunately, has a little bit of a thing. Yeah, so that's why you should never curse. Here's a woman against the Talmud Chacham. On the other hand, on Ammon, the Abishah says, I listen to everything Ammon says.
See, but on the other hand, I mean, if she's got a ksuba, which is Meshabbat, it's a kakos.
No.
Right? So if he's paying the money, so wouldn't he want to be able to make sure to protect this kakos by getting something or other to weaken this thing of this shtar?
If he would have been alive, he would have said it, and she, we had before. We had him hold Gemara and ksubas. If he said, I paid you and she a large amount, she said, no, you only paid me a small amount. She has to swear and all that, and then if he's there, he knows. It's the Yisaimim who don't know. So we have a concept in ksubas there, Antanin Liasma, and either Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yimei, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. And very interesting what he says here. You guys following, these guys are following Rav very machmed, they don't want to let a woman, they give no etzah to a woman. On Almana, she cannot, they don't trust her, they don't let her make a shmuel, nor do they let her make a nether because they didn't, they were cheap. But that was only Rav. So he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you adre be bezin. I want you to take her to bezin and let her make this neder then in the future that if it's true that she took any money from the ksuba, she will never eat whatever certain fruits. So we allow her. We trust her with a neder, not a grav. Or ashbu chuz the bezin. Or make her swear outside the bezin. And the lasik kolah, make sure that you publicize as much as possible. The lipul ba'odne, and let all the ears of the city hear about what we just did, that Almana could collect. You know why? I want everyone to know that that Shmuel is also a mandoma, not only everyone follows Rab blindly.
It's interesting, it was a Talmud Mubik of Rab.
Or both. And after Rab passed away, he moved to Shmuel.
Yeah, but still.
Obviously. Obviously, once he became a loyal Talmud of Shmuel, he became a loyal Talmud of Shmuel.
Was this the kind of Rab and Gamaliel Azok and Dabba Shubaminyan?
We'll have more later.
Because if it's a Dabba Shubaminyan, how can you make all these dreidlach and try to get out of it?
Why not? Dabba Shubaminyan only means you can't overturn it. If it's in Spashit, Klal Yisrael, and you need to go to the Chachaminyan. This is not turning over it. The mission itself gives you a takan of neder. Faket.
Yeah,
mission says neder. These guys said, "Now we're going to be more strict. We don't trust the woman with the neder today." So it's finished. That's what Rav came along. Came along. Shmuel said, "I still follow the Mishnah. It's not in any way a steeder to what he said." Goof. Amar Rav Dina Shmuel Loishan
El Almana. He made
a takan not to make a shvur, right? They all agree with that.
Said make a shvur outside Bezin.
Yeah, but he's explaining when Rav Gamliel said was only in Bezin. That's what he's saying here.
Okay.
Good. So severe. Goof, we learned before. Amar Rav Dina Shmuel Loishan El Almana. Only by widow of a grusha, mashbinaisa by a grusha, we trust her with a shvur because she's not made a heter, so she'll be honest. A grusha da adre loi. So lechayda a grusha, we're saying you have to make a shvur. Sounds like a neder is not going to work. But Shalchum Tom, we learned. I'll tell you a story that even by grusha we did this takana of a neder that she promises in the future. If I took anything, so I won't eat any more fruits. Eich, they wrote. Eich planisa bas plani. This is this particular woman. Kabila gitam in yada the acha barhidi. She accepted the get from the hand of acha barhidi. The miskare, that's also known as the name of Ayamori. V'nidu, she made a neder. V'asa peder shabayim Allah. She said, I will not eat any more fruits in the world in the future. So like Kabila miksavasa, that I did not receive. The only thing I ever received from the ksuva was glufroka echad, one shirt, and sefer tehillim echad. Look at her whole. Look what she got from her husband. She got a sefer tehillim and a sefer iyuv. Umemshalais bluyim and a mishalas, which is safe in Mishli, bluyim, that were actually falling apart. And that was my ksuva. Wasn't that? Sorry. V'shamnu v'chamisha mana, and we assessed that the whole thing is worth 5 mana. I saw one of the achreinim that says that a shirt is worth, brought from another gemara, I can't remember what gemara it is, a third is worth 2.5 zuz, and it's 5 mana. So 5 mana means the sfarim, then how precious the sfarim were in those days. Sfarim cost a lot because they were all handwritten. And it, but this woman was a Talmud Chacham because she took it as part of a ksuva. She didn't take it. She said, I don't want cash, give me sfarim. Imagine, you learn from her. And we assess that it's worth 5 mun. So she made a neder that I will not eat any more fruits if I took any more than that. And she was able to collect everything else. So we see that even our grusha we trust with this neder. Grusha we will not trust with the neder. That takana gemilah we trust with the neder. It is only by almana. You missed up the story. This wasn't a grusha here. When she said over here, get didn't mean a get of a husband because she's a grusha. It meant that her husband died, she's an almana. And then her brother was, one of her brothers was married. And then one of the brothers jumped in ahead, gave her a get yivamin, which then when she collects ksuva, watching, not because of a new brother-in-law, she never had a new brother-in-law, she goes back to her husband's estate. So what is she? A widow. To make this neder, when do we trust if she makes this neder only she didn't get remarried? Avon, she got remarried. I didn't know. He says I can help this neder because the husband can just come along and cancel it. And she knows that. She knows the husband's going to make a life. The husband's happy for her to bring the ksuva in, makes most of the money in the family, and he'll be matan neder. Says Gemara, Nisa, my time, but the mayful about the husband can go along and be made for neder. Says Gemara, Kilo Nisa Nami. So even if she didn't get married, why? Even if she didn't get married, why does it help? When she'll get married, the husband will be made for it, and she relies. One day she'll get remarried. Remember, we had an opinion that says that a husband cannot cancel the dowry she made before they get married. If you're saying that, watch, she can make a neder and lie, knowing that she can cancel, she can go to Chacham and cancel. When you go to Chacham and you say, I want to cancel my neder, do you have to spell out the background of the neder? Why? And if the Chacham will hear why you made the neder in the first place because you want to collect the ksuva, there's no way in the world that he's going to say, okay, I cancel the neder. Of course not. So if you hold Tzadok Chafaz and neder, she can't make up the story. But if you hold Taka ain't Tzadok Chafaz and neder, then Taka it's a concern. How can you trust with the neder? Yeah, that's right.
We have to be the founder.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, shalafart. That Nachman Amen. I feel Nisas. Nachman says even she got married, but the mother Nisas Vadim Mevlabal. How can you trust her? The Madinim Barabim. When you make a neder in public for a whole bunch of people, yeah, the husband cannot just go ahead and cancel it. So therefore, we're not worried that she will, that the husband will be able to cancel the neder. So the Gemara makes a question. Nisa says, Nisa, she got married. She can still collect the suva. If she makes his neder, it sounds like the husband can cancel. I don't care. My lab, not the house. She makes a neder now, and we see the husband canceled. If she made a neder before she got married, we're not worried that she'll get married one day because the husband cannot cancel previous nedarim. I will tell another brayse. We spell like clearly. Nisa has no deres v'goyvikzivasa. She got married already. She makes a neder and she collects the suva. So it says clearly that even though she got married, she can still make a neder, even though the husband tomorrow can annul her neder. And what do you write? Tanoyim. Machlekes tanoyim. What's a machlekes? So if you hold that she got married and then she made the neder berabim in public, and therefore you cannot cancel it. I'm not worried. Because my other madama says, ain't la fodder. One said you could be canceled. The one said you could cancel it. Taka were worried if they got married. The one said you can't cancel it. They're not worried once they get married because if the neder berabim, if you made a neder in public, a husband can cancel. Ibailu, it's all about a general question. Do you have to spell out your neder or not? You don't have to. What's the svara? Why taka do you have to mefada the neder? It's better not to mefada the neder. Why shouldn't you mefada? What's wrong with telling this, the Rav, the story why he made the neder so he can make a decision whether he should cancel or not? And that's a very interesting thing. You know why? Because if the din will be, you have to explain to the Rav the background of your neder. Zimnin, the guy is laid the body. You don't realize you have every detail how important it is. So you might just give a general background and miss out a few salient details that you think is not important, but the trivial, but actually they're vital. The Chacham might have shown Mefer. The Chacham, based on what you said, he's Mefer. Had he heard that other detail that you left out, he might have said, oh no, I can't be Mefer. So therefore, the Chacham will give a wrong hafara. Papa, or even if he's made for only on this condition, but without, he would have been made for on certain condition, but you didn't tell it to him. Now, Papa is a tzaddik. You know why? Mishum milsu d'surah. You have to spell out because sometimes you want, you made a neder. If I'm going
to
eat treif.
In other words, Nachman is trying to be very careful to get out of the nedarim. Because you shouldn't look at Kilo made a neder anyway.
And that'd be railing more nedarim, yeah.
If you did, he's trying to make it easy for you to get out of it.
No, but you're not. No, because the Rav will be now machshel. The Rav is being machshel you. Now, if now suddenly a new person got involved, totally not his fault. The Rav is going to be matan that you're going to do whatever you want now based on the Rav's heter. But really, the Rav's heter was based on an error because you didn't present him correctly. But if we make the rule that doesn't matter what, you go to Rav, the Rav will be matan neder, then that's matan neder. It makes no difference. However, the other opinion is proof of care. Whatever you made a neder, I won't eat treif. A neder, I won't eat treif. As long as I do this and this and this. So if you go to a chacham and you want to matter this and this, so the chacham doesn't know that by allowing you that, you're going to start eating treif. He doesn't realize that. So you have to spell out exactly the whole story, why you made this neder, you know, what's going on here. So the Papa Tzadim Mishra Mil Zidhi Surah. Tonight we learn, Hanoisin Noshim Ba'aveda, a koyin who married, let's say, a grusha, a koyin, a married divorcee. So the din is possibly not allowed to serve in the base of Mikdash, achi yidir hano, until he makes a promise he will never marry again. He'll divorce his wife and not marry again. But Tanu learned
anybody?
No, Grusha, you know, somebody has forbidden to him. Noidir, he makes a neder that he won't marry, he won't have any hano from her. Yoidid, then he serves in the base of Mikdash, and then goes home, Yoidir Megadish, that afternoon goes Megadish. Now, the Amrit, Angel of Ayaz and Eder, later was the Gabba Chacham Sharlei, he'll work in the base of Mikdash, then go to Chacham and say, look, I made a neder, I won't have any hano from my wife. Without telling the story that this wife happens to be a grusha and he's a koyin and he has to divorce her, and the guy said, okay, yeah, matan neder, and he just worked in the base of Mikdash, married to a grusha. So you have to tell the story. That's our papa. Says the Gemara. So why aren't we Navi Amrit? If you can tell me, ain't it lefarit? We're asking a question. If you're going to say that according to that papa, you don't have to be mefarit, how can we allow him? How can we trust him that to go make this net that he'll have on his wife, and then we'll let him work in his mikdash? Let him first divorce his wife before we let him work in his mikdash. And the more, you know, when we allow him, the madrina birabim, that he make this neder in public that he will divorce his wife whenever he enough from her, and that you can never be matan neder. But the truth of the matter, that's a machlek. If Freddie Morahani chalamad amen neder should birabim in lafara, that only makes it the opinion says he cannot be canceled. Lamad amen sheyes lafara. Michael, we're going to say everything more the madrina al das rabim. Even if you don't make a neder, the machlek is neder birabim. But al das rabim means you don't have to make it in public. But he's saying I'm making a neder that the public agrees with. According to Taisa, you have to nominate the names of the public. According to Moses Shayim, many Shayim, you don't have to nominate the names. But you just say, Adas Rabin, that's good enough. When do we say that you cannot cancel a neder? Dovrashus. Avul v'mitzvah yeshla hafora. But if it's a mitzvah, that even though you said Adas Rabim, you could be mefer. Why? Because the Rabim, if they knew that this will enable you to do mitzvah, of course they will be matan neder.
In other words, wherever it is that we make him take this letter that he's going to get rid of his wife.
Al-Das Rabin,
whatever. And now we trust him that he will actually do it without asking. Give us proof that
you're going to do it. Oh, because people won't be even neder. People won't be even neder.
Next day he turns up there and he wants to do it. Wait, bring us how you did it.
Yeah. The Rebbe Fabrengen once spoke about Rabbi's position. The Rebbe went through different great tzaddikim who, before they passed away, each one of them said, I'll make a neder, I'm not going to go to Gan Eden unless they bring Mashiach. And then the Rebbe said that each one made a neder. Finally, I think the Vich was the last. And he said, I'm going to make a neder berabim in front of everybody. And therefore, they cannot be mevatel neder. And the poel Moshe didn't come. So the Rebbe said, must be that l'mayel the paskin, like the mandoma, that neder berabim can have a fora. So the Rebbe for Regina said, I'll make a neder al das rabim. However, Moshe hasn't come yet. So unless l'dvar mitzvah, which means, if we would know here, what they know there, why Mashiach hasn't come yet, it's coming today, but he hasn't come till now, yesterday, for whatever the reason is, it's part of the Kavanah, then everyone would agree. So even Al-Das Rabim doesn't help. Because if it's a positive thing, if everyone would have known, they would have been masking, as Taisa explains right here, then it's... But anyway, we should find an excuse, Mashiach has to come. Now this is a very interesting matter. Kahu makre the darke. There was a teacher of students, Torah Chumash. The adre rab acha. Rab acha was the principal, and he swore al das rabim. He swore al das rabim, and the whole community. Davi Pasha Binuka, this teacher might have been good, but he used to whack the kids and give and cane them and belt them, and he was so strict that he was physically beating the kids, so he fired him. And he made a neder, I'll never take him back. And he made a neder, I'll das rabim. And you know what happened? Bahad Ravina, Vini came along, the next principal, and rehired him. Why? He might have been a very strict principal, teacher, but he was the best teacher for kids because he taught them Ivri, taught them how to read, taught them how to chumash, and therefore you overturn the neder. But how can you adas rabim? Must be that the rabim in those days, the majority of people would have agreed that even though he's very strict and vicious with the kids, because he's the best teacher we have, we should rehire him. Very interesting.
The parents probably beat the kids up just the way the teacher did anyway.
Yeah. That's true. Those days, probably, yeah. That's about a bite. We're a blot behind. The Eidim, sign and they get, because of Takana. What do you mean Takana? The Reis, even though it says here the word the Reis, the Mashal Reis, in a few places, the Reis, and then doesn't mean Mahatayr, it means Kabbalah. 36:01. The Chassid says, I told him, we're going to Babel for 70 years. Guys, take all the deeds and get them signed so that when we come back, you'll be able to reclaim your land and get them signed because the people who the witnesses won't be around anymore. So we see, right, Yirmiyahu HaNavi said you should have witnesses and documents. What's the Rabbi Gamliel? Says that's the Eidim Asida. So therefore, we should have Eidim Chassidim signing. To get Rabbanu Eidim Chassidim. The Rabbanu Masakin or Shtaris. Yeah, we had before Machlekes whether the Halacha Rabbah is in or Shtaris or just by Gittin. Then they take an Olam. And what's the Takana? The Zim the Maisis I might die. Or Yinam the Zim the Ozim the Zinyam. All the Mephoshim have a problem here in the Rishenim. So what exactly did Gamliel add to Yimir? Yimir already made a Takana. Yimir just made a Takana that Aiden should sign a document. So what am I going to come along and do what? Okay, you ask the question about Tayyid, and we're saying no, it's not Tayyid and Rabban. But Yimir already said, we'll see in a minute.
So the question is,
what am I going to add to Yimir?
Yeah, but maybe the people weren't practicing with Yimir.
Well, 1 second. Yimir couldn't get them to do it. Yimir could. How does that work? Rabbi Yisuf says, Afilu Temur Amed. Even according to Amed, holds that you need Adim sign. He's Kinushi Adim Mephoshe Shemaseim Begit. You know what that kind of was? They should actually write the name. This is fascinating. That they should write the name, they get Tikkun Olam. What do you mean? Kiritanya, we learned. But he's shiny. You know, in the olden days, they were so trusting. Nobody even put the name down. I swear that this happened. Who's I? Or I signed that this happened. Who? No name. And that was enough. People said, okay, he signed. That's enough. As long as they can see that the signature, on the handwriting of the signature is different than the handwriting on the kshtar, perfect. If they find a matching handwriting, it's mamish fantastic. You know what that kind of was? They actually put their names in. Tikkun Olam. Take another. Freddy Gemara over Simon Aloy, but not a Simon. But Avtaya Kavra, you can't just make an X. Rav used to make a picture of a fish. Rav Chanin and Tzaya Charusa. Rav Chanin used to make a picture of a branch of a palm tree. Rav Chizda Samach made a letter Samach. I guess it was Chizda. Rav Hoshia made an ayin for Hoshia. Rav Huna Tzaya Mekuzi, he's made a sails, a mast of a ship. Shiny Rabban, the Bikini Simonayu. Everyone recognized, everyone knows a Samach is Chizda, an ayin is. They used to write, Rashi says, Shailos HaTshuvos. Just like the Goyim had Shailos HaTshuvos, Rashi says that the Amoraim, people used to send them questions, and they would answer them back. It'd be wonderful to find even one Shailos HaTshuvos from Rav or all these Amoraim. And therefore, we know how they used to sign the name on the bottom, Asamach, Nayin, all of these things. Anyhow, we had that Yirmiyahu was Eitz Teva Kamashulon. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel, Yirmiyahu was, according to some, Yirmiyahu said to the guys, 70 years we're not coming back. In 70 years, how many people will be alive? But if you're not going to bubble, a year from now, 2 years from now, there'll be a dispute, 10 years from now, Aiden will probably be alive. Yirmiyahu never said you have to have Aiden to sign. And that's what Amgimel stepped in. Amgimel stepped in and said that even if you're not going to Gobble's bubble for 70 years, you should always have Aiden signing on your documents. Says more right to heal his prusbul. He made the takan of a prusbul. Tan has to be learned prusbul. What's a prusbul? Ain no meshamit. Comes the yeshmita when all your loans have to be cancelled. Says lo yigoyis. You shouldn't approach. But when you write a prusbul, it's no longer shmita. No longer has an effect. Ze echad min hadvarim shehiskin hil hazaken. These are one of the things that hil hazaken instituted. Shera esam. What he saw. He saw that the Taita said, comes yeshmita, all your loans get cancelled. Don't happen. Comes year 3, 4, 5. People 6. People stop lending money.
I don't trust the guy. He won't pay me back. He'll postpone it, postpone it, delay and delay, and comes to Shemitah and Fafal.
Why couldn't they make a Jew on the 8th year and therefore see this Mashiach? It's either Jewish Shemitah or it's a silent or it's Jew. And if you make it for a year after Shemitah, he's after Shemitah, it's not Mashiach.
True, but maybe if a guy forgets it, then he loses. So we want to make sure, okay, we want to make sure that he doesn't lose. Good question, yeah. Shenimnum lahal v'zeh zeh v'avru ha-mashkab t'edah. Oivu, it says in the Torah, Hisham l'cha pen yedom v'avcha b'liyal. There's an Aveda. If somebody wants to borrow money from you, and you could lend him, and you don't, you're even Aveda. Omar, what did he stood up? V'hiskin pruzbul. He made the idea of a pruzbul. V'zehu gufesh a pruzbul. This is the nusch of a pruzbul. Moisrani l'chem. I'm giving over to you, Dayonim. Ployni Dayonim. Shemokim. Ployni Dayonim in this place. Right now we're talking about that you write it on a document. Any loans that I have with that person, that I can collect it anytime I want on your behalf. Either the dayanim or the witnesses sign the bottom. It doesn't make sense. The Torah says they don't owe you money. Right? The Torah says, come Shemitah, they don't owe you money. Come along the Rabban and say, yes, you do owe the money. The Torah says, Shemitah cancels the loan. The Hiskin heal the loan. Come along and overturns the Torah. We'll have two answers in the Gemara. One answer in the Gemara is going to be is that Shemitah Bezman Hazez the Rabbon, and the whole Shemitah today cancels the Rabbon. The Rabbon have a right to overturn themselves. The other answer in the Gemara will be that Shemitah is the Torah, but the Rabbon have the right when it comes to money matters, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. That's the Gemara. B'Shvi'is Bezman Hazez. But about Shemitah today, the Rebbe, and it follows the Rebbe. What does Rebbe say? The time we learned, the Rebbe Yom is Zed Vara Shemitah. These are the laws of Shemitah. Shamay, these are the laws of Shemitah that they get canceled. What is Shemitah Shamay? There are two kinds of Shemitahs. Acha Shemitahs, Kaka, but Acha Shemitah, so this is one, and property is one of money. The way Rashi learns, they're both talking about the year of Shemitah. Bisman Sha'ata Mishamit Kaka. Well, as long as you can, the Kaka. You know that the Shemitah Mahatayr on Kaka at the Meshamek Sofim. Bizman Shi'i at the Meshamek Kaka at the Meshamek Sofim. So Rashi learns Shat Gemara as follows. Big Machlek is showing him. Rashi learns that when there's no Yevul, there's no Shemitah. And Rashi holds that during the second Beis Hamikdash, there was no Yevul. Because there was no Yevul in the second Beis Hamikdash, that's why the Gemara says in Erchin that we counted Yevul in the second Beis Hamikdash only in order to know which year is a Shemitah, not because we followed Yevul. Because there's no Yevil. Why is no Yevil? Because there's man, Sherev, Yeshu, and Aleh. The majority of the Jews lived there. The majority of the Jews did not live in Ejisor all the time. Why not? Because Asaras HaShvatim. It was the last 14 years. I said, yeah, it was the last 14 years. Asaras HaShvatim went, was all chased away. And therefore, says Rashi, there was no Yevil Mahatel. There's no Yevil, there's no Shemitah. According to Rashi, today, everything's been the Rabban. Shemitah is the Rabban. Shemitah is Karka, and Shemitah is Safin. The whole thing's the Rabban. That's Rashi. Comes along, tastes, and he said, argues. First of all, he said during the second base of Megdim Fajr was Yevil. Tastes holds the halachi that says the Shvatim came back. They were gone, but they all came back. And then, even though not all of them came back, you don't need all of them. When we say Bizman, Sherev, Yeshu, Lev, it's an interesting thing. It doesn't mean majority of the Jews, because now they're talking already, you know, how many Jews live in Israel, how many of the Chuzlars. Has nothing to do with the majority of the Jews. Has to do with the majority of the has to be a sprinkle of every Shevet. Tasa says, if you have from every Shevet, even some people, then you already have, that's called Bizman, Sherev, Yeshu, Lev. So and second base meeting, you had that because they all came back. So Yevil's Ma'at Teda. The first, we'll have Merechin. Yeah, because it's Machleik. They came back. Oh, and from only a sprinkle of every shevet came back, but that's enough. That's Teisa Chiddush. Sherev Yeshin Aleh doesn't mean in numbers of Yidden. It means like an Eichas. If most of the Shvatim came back, and most of the Shvatim, a sprinkle of every shevet came back. That's what Teisa. This long Teisa on the bottom holds.
What's he saying in Bible?
Yeah, yeah, everything, yes, 100%. Read it, learn this Taisa in the bottom. This man shouting. And then, and anyway, so Taisa learns what the Gemara says here, because Shemitah's karkoy does not mean Shemitah. Yeah, guys means Yevil. When there's Yevil Ma'ateida, then there's Shemitah suffering, which is Shemitah. When there's no Yevil Ma'ateida, there's no Shemitah Ma'ateida. So Taisa agrees with Rashi that Bezman Hazeh, there's no Shemitah Ma'ateida. Even on the Rambam, there's a steed in the Rambam whether the Shemitah Ma'ateida today on Karka or not. Is it only Ksafim that's Midr Abanan or even Karka? And that's the whole thing when the Eden came back in the 1880s. And you're looking over there, you know, the Avni Nezer and all that, where they talked about, they won't know Shemitah, it's Ma'ateida, Midr Abanan, it's a steed in the Rambam. The Rambam one place says it's Ma'ateida, another place says Mashiach will come, we'll bring everything back to Yoshna, including that Shemitah will be the Shemitah, which sounds like Kozman Mashiach hasn't come, Shemitah's not Ma'ateida. Anyway, so there's all different kinds of solutions. Long Avni Nezer, day shape, one?
Still have to obey it.
Midr Abanan, yeah, but then you make it easier.
You know, in one of the market stalls in Jerusalem, they kept shmita. They had a leaflet. This fruit is okay from that day. This fruit is okay from that day. The whole
list. Yeah, no, because that's the real thing. That depends when the fruit.
Which year was it? 6 years, 7 years.
About 6 years. When did it get most of its sustenance?
That's right.
Because each vegetable and each fruit has a different. What do you call it?
By the Gemara, but the kinnin rabbanon. And the Rabbanim at the Kana, I'm above the base on top. The Rabbanim at the Kana, the Tishamid, the Rabbanim said, the Rabbanim made two Takanas. First of all, they made Shemitah with the Rabbanim, so people should still remember Shemitah. Zeichel Shviz. They should still remember Shemitah. For the Tate of Reyes, why don't you do something and remember Yevil as well? Because it'll be too hard, 2 years, consecutive years, not working on the property, on the land is too hard. But they made a Takana to remember Shemitah. And then Roy Hillel, Shenimno Amelilva, then Rabbanim Hillel, but the outcome was that people stopped lending money. Zezeh, Amelhiskin Prusbel, he made that kind of Prusbel. So it's the Rabbanim versus the Rabbanim. Freddy Gemara, I don't understand. So I ask a question all the way around. So Mahatayde, you still owe money. How can the Rabbanan come along before Prusbul and say you no longer owe the money? The Taita says that there's no Shmita anymore. And you owe the money. The Tikinu Rabbanan, the Shah Rabbanan came along and said, yes, cancel the loans. I'm going to buy you Sheva Taisu. Rabbanan have a right to say to the borrower, you have a mitzvah to pay back the loans. Don't pay back. Another answer is, Rabbanan says, no, Shmita is Mahatayde. And still the Rabbanan can make a Prusbul. You know why? Rav Amar Hefke Bezen Hefke. How do we know? Don't need to come in nine. How do we know? The Leivet doesn't have to. Why do I have to pay? Pri is Balchay Mitzah. Don't do the Mitzah. By not paying. Sheva Al Taisa. Sit and don't do anything. No, the Rabban have a right to say. Like, don't blow Leivet. No. If the Taita, since the Taita in the olden days said don't pay back, then the Taita removed Shmitzah because of no basic Midrash. The Rabban said, we want to go back to Zeichel Shmitzah of Amol. Follow what the Taita said, Amol. And then we made Prusbul because people stopped lending money. There was a while that people were so frum, they weren't so scared. They trusted that the borrower will pay back before the year of Shmita. But then the borrower started to wiggle the way around. Suddenly they left town for 9 months.
In other words, when Shmita is with a reiser,
yeah.
And the debt is cancelled, but you as the borrower can go and pay back. There's nothing wrong.
No, there's paying. You better start paying a loan. Stop paying a loan. You're not doing anything. The Taita cancel it. We'll have them go and mark the base on the bottom there, which means there's no loan at all, or there's a loan you're not allowed to collect. We'll see about base on the bottom there. I'm invited. Says Rav, no, really it's my Taita Shmita. There's no loan, but hefke bezin hefke. The bezin come along and say that yes, pay back. How do I know that? We'll bring two psukim. Ezra, when he came to Israel, he saw all these people married on everything else. He said, anybody does not come here within 3 days and follow whatever I tell you to do and leave your wives and all that, then you're going to lose your property. Ezra was taking away the property. I'm what right? Confiscating. Hefker, bezin, hefker. Whoever doesn't come in advice of the elders, everything he has will be canceled. He'll no longer be part of the Jewish community. So we see the power of a bezin. Rabbi Lezer, Amar, Rabbi Lezer from Hachem here, when they divided Yisrael in Parshas Pinchas, Eilahan Cholos Asher Nachlo Elozer Hakoyim Shubanu Rosh Yavus. These are the estates that they divided amongst Eden. V'chi L'chei, what do you mean Rosh Yavus? Where did they come in? V'chi Ma Inyo Rosh Yemetzel Ovis. What does Rosh Yavus mean? Ovis Avram Yishchi Yaakov mean Rosh Yavus. Leilach, Ma Ovis Manchil, fathers. Fathers generally manchil is b'neim, pass on the estate to the children. Kol mashi yitzu, whatever they so desire. Afroshim, the leaders of the shvatim, manchil ma'om kol mashi yitzu, whatever they want. The Rajba, fascinating the Rajba here, and all the Achreim take it and go down with it. The Rajba says, why do you need two psukim? What's the machleik? Big machleikis. How far do we take hefker, bezin, hefker? Is the pshat that the bezin has the right to make something ownerless? Or do they have the right to go a step further and transfer ownership from you to somebody else? The first pasuk only shows ownerless. If you guys don't come in 3 days, the property belongs to Hefker. The other pasuk says that we're transferring that the father not only takes the state out of his ownership, but he gives it over to transfer it to his children. So the Rashi Avos, the Rashi Matas were able to take it and transfer from one person to the next person. Hefker bezin hefker is not just to make it ownerless, but they can actually transfer ownership to another person. Anyway, these are two answers to the Gemara, why Hidl was able to make a Prusbul, either because the whole Shmita is the Rabban today anyway, or Shmita is the Raisa, but Hefker is the Hefker. Tomorrow.